The train started up again. It rolled out of the station and into the light of day, diesel engine laboring.
Something on your mind?
No.
The next stop ain't mine either. If this is the catbird seat, I ain't getting off until the accident.
What accident? How do you know an accident is going to happen?
Because one always does on these things. Don't you read the newspapers?
Yes, but the accidents are entirely random. There's no predicting them.
Well, it can't be random enough to suit me. I just want to have my accident and stop riding these damn death traps.
You want an accident?
As God is my co-pilot.
Why?
The insurance money. You think I like riding these stuffy old coaches? Ha, not likely. Once I file my claim, I fly first class the rest of my days.
And if there is no accident?
Then I guess I ride this damn thing all the way back and start saving up for the next run.
Madam, you are a fool.
Maybe, but I'm in the catbird seat and so are you. Just hope you got the strength in your skinny old body to open that exit window.
All right. What makes you think there will be an accident on this particular line?
'Cause one ain't happened on this stretch yet. They've been happening elsewhere, but not here. So I figure to ride this line until I get lucky. Something bad's bound to happen.
If you're referring to the rash of derailments, they appear to have stopped.
Not in Texas. There was a big wreck there last night, ain't you heard?
Smith blinked. He had not. He began every day scanning AP wire service feeds off his computer links. There had been no derailment reported in the morning feeds.
Are you certain of your facts?
I got eyes. I can read. A freight train slammed into the yards at Texarkana. Made a damn mess, too. Saw it all on the TV.
Pardon me.
Carefully, he undid the catches and opened the briefcase, exposing his portable computer system with its satellite phone uplink to the big mainframes housed in the basement of Fulcroft Sanitarium, the headquarters for Cure. Smith dialed up his mainframes from his laptop and called up the AP wire. It was the first item. Freight accident, Texarkana, Texas, AP. A Southern Pacific freight train crashed into a sport jeep stalled at a crossing grade in Big Sandy, Texas, destroying it. Out of control, the train barreled on east to the Texarkana freight yards for some 50 miles where it crashed. The engineer was decapitated in the crash. National Transportation Safety Board officials are investigating the cause of the accident. Smith's prim, bloodless mouth thinned. Loss of life was minimal, he was pleased to see. Oddly, there was no word of the driver of the demolished utility jeep. Presumably, he had survived. By all accounts, it was a man-made tragedy. A driver had caused it by his reckless attempt to beat a freight train. It was a mistake so common that when Smith analyzed past train accidents, he factored those out as statistically meaningless.
They'll never replace papers. I don't care how many trees gotta die. Newspapers don't need batteries. Mark my words, the information superhighway is gonna end up sprouting weeds from every crack.
I see.
Mystic, Mystic next. Exit to the rear. Mystic, Connecticut. 5 minutes.
The train had been humming along the track, doing 120 miles per hour. The coach shook and shimmied monotonously. Glancing out the window, Smith saw Long Island Sound shimmering under a summer sun. The water was lapping at the rail bed up ahead. As the train rattled and swayed into a long turn, he could see the diesel engine pulling the long Silver Snake train behind it. Smith was taking in the ocean view, his mind a blank, not thinking of anything in particular.
What was that?
I told you the accident's coming! Finally!